Welcome back to episode 8 of From the Source podcast. Today we're talking about talent and hard work, and we are diving headfirst into the question of, does hard work beat talent? So it's a bit of a complex question. We're going to try and unpick it to the best of our ability. So talent and hard work. I remember being at school, and there was kids, so if we start from being a kid, there was kids who were naturally gifted at sport, subjects, you know, they were smart naturally. And then there was people like me who would have to work really, really hard in order to kind of keep up. So when I was growing up, I always thought you're either talented or you're not. And even when you work really hard, you can't keep up. But now my mind shifted a bit. What about you?
Well, I think going back to that school thing, I think everyone develops differently, don't they? I think when you're in school, you think, oh my God, like, he's amazing. Say, mine was a rugby school, so like, he was amazing at rugby because he was the biggest or the quickest. Mm. But he just grew up quicker than you did.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think everyone, especially like coaches back then, would say, oh, he's like going to be super talented, but you know, he's 10, 11. He's just running around now. Can he maintain it when everyone else is as big and as strong as him? So I think that school's a hard one, especially for like a kid to keep motivation.
Yeah, because there was always them kids as well at our school that would get picked to play for like Man United under 11s or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like 10. So how do you know that you're that good, you know?
But that so-called talented kid in your school would then get put into that Man United academy with all other people, that kids that are like that in all the schools, and then they get found out. And it's kind of, can that kid handle that pressure then? Because apparently you're in a talented pool now, and you've got to show your talent, basically.
Yeah, and there's always going to be someone better than you.
Yeah.
And I guess that's when hard work comes into play. If you are naturally talented, you can only get so far without putting in the extra hours, you know, of practice.
Talent gets you through the door, I think, most times.
Yeah.
Because I think it's easier to spot talent than it is hard work. If you compare two people on like a football pitch or a rugby pitch, you'd see the talented person straight away. You wouldn't even look at the hard worker. And it's like watching the hard worker run around and stuff is not the same as like a talented person.
Yeah, like Messi and Ronaldo, like watching them with a natural flair compared to someone who's rigorously put in the hours on the practice pitch.
I mean, I think if we're going to compare Ronaldo and Messi, if you watch like earlier videos of Messi when he was a kid, he was running rings around kids like nobody's business. Whereas Ronaldo, he had like a few, you know, good games for Sporting Lisbon, had a good game in the Champions League. Fergie saw him, and then he came to United and he wasn't the world beater everyone thought he was going to be. And he like put graft in
to
up his talent with that hard work to become like one of the best. But I think like Messi
sometimes the talent can almost beat the hard work for a period of time. So like when you're saying about sport, you can watch a game and you'll enjoy watching the talented player, like the naturally talented player, a lot more than the player who's put in loads of hours, but they've still not just quite grasped it. Maybe that's not the word. Maybe it's not talent. Maybe it's like we're talking about flair or, I don't know, like a natural skill. I guess it could be talent.
Yeah. It's a hard one. I'm trying to think of the right word to describe it because I wouldn't use the word talent.
It's like when you say that someone can be naturally gifted. So, for example, I play the piano, but I'm not naturally gifted. I was really shit at it when I was growing up, and I just had to practice and practice. My mum like made me practice, and then now I'm really pretty good. But I wasn't. And I know I'm only good because I put in the hours of work, Whereas no one can just be born and play the piano, but people can just pick it up. And it's like, yeah, what is that word? Is it talent?
I don't know, because that's what I was thinking when you were saying that then. Like, if you put, I can't play piano, I can't play music for shit. Mm. But if you put me in front of a piano, I've watched videos of like young kids, and they like tap along the keys.
Yeah.
And it's like they hear the sounds, they know where the sounds are, and then they can just kind of put stuff together.
Yeah.
Whereas I would just go boom, boom, boom.
And like, it'd sound awful.
And I'd be like, I have no clue what's
next. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to, like, I saw a video of a kid like 2 weeks ago, and he was playing pool on like a mini pool table. Mm. And he naturally just picked the cue up.
And he just
like,
knew.
Two hands like that. And then he naturally just hit the ball. I mean, he couldn't hit it hard or anything, but he knew what to do.
So let's call it talent. Because I guess talent is when you are really good at something without trying too hard. Like, I'm a good piano player. I wouldn't say I'm naturally talented. But then if you practice it, are you then talented at it? Because think about Britain's Got Talent. Like, what's your talent?
Because it is a talent.
Maybe it is. Maybe we're just thinking too deep on it.
I think like talent, maybe talent and like natural.
Yeah,
is
maybe
it, like, natural to you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Because
I guess
I don't know. Because then I'm thinking of the descriptive words they use for like Messi and stuff. Because like he's my favorite footballer ever. But he was like, they call him gifted.
Yeah, gifted.
Like there's one in a few of us in each like, like sport or whatever that is gifted.
Yeah, and I feel like I would also say talented is very similar to gifted. So you might say to someone, you've got a real talent for that. You know, as a teacher, I would say in a parent's evening to a parent whose child is good at football, I'd say he's got a real talent for football. You know, he's really talented. That's the other kid next to him. He's proper shit at football, but he loves playing it every day.
Yeah.
But this kid's talented.
Yeah.
That's like, there is an element of being naturally good at it and understanding it, and then not having to try too hard at it and still being good. Like, I'm thinking about loads of stuff I do now. So like golf, I'm not talented at golf. I can practice to become better, but I don't think anyone's ever going to say to me, you're talented at golf.
Mm.
But I've got friends who are talented at golf and they just get it. They can just do it.
But it's that, I just started thinking then of Kevin Peterson, the cricketer, and he is a cricketer, but he is naturally like racket and ball sports.
He can do everything.
So he's an incredible golfer.
Yeah.
And I probably reckon he's a good tennis player as well,
just
because he knows exactly where to put his hand to hit the ball.
Yeah.
I don't know. They just pick it up.
Yeah.
Like probably Lewis Hamilton's a Formula One driver, but I reckon, well, I know he can ride a motorbike.
Yeah.
But I know he could probably like rally car as well, because it's just, that's like, maybe it's transferable then. It's a transferable
talent. Yeah, but
talent.
I think it is. So if you are like a really talented musician, you'd be really good at one instrument and then you'd be able to pick up another one and probably get your way around it. Like you said, hearing the sounds, or if you're talented, some people can be talented at things that are actually like life skills, like talking.
Mm.
You can have a talent for public speaking or just communication or listening. So there is an element of being naturally good at it. Maybe when you're naturally good at something, you tend to practice it anyway, so then you become better. But if we go back to the question of, is hard work better than talent? Like, does hard work trump talent?
Would you rather be talented or a hard worker?
I'd rather be a hard worker because it feels better to have put in the work to achieve something. But would I rather be talented at the stuff I'm trying to get better at? Would I rather be talented at golf? Like, I guess.
But I think, like, if I was talented something as a kid and everyone kept telling me I was talented, you have to have, at maybe such a young age, even like as a teenager, such a strong mind to not just rely on what your coach is saying. Mm. Like they say you're the most gifted footballer I've ever seen in this school.
Yeah,
and you just go,
and then you just
ride it out the rest of your school career, and then the kid who was the hard worker in school goes past you. He's the one that makes it pro because you just kind of fell away. There's so much. I mean, I'm reverting back to football here, but there's so many like talented footballers that just fell off.
Yeah,
because they just relied on the talent to pull it out of them.
Yeah,
and the hard workers just went way past them.
Yeah, it's like the hare and the turtle or the tortoise or whatever.
The turtle
swimming in the ocean. Yeah, like that story of if you stop, someone else is going to overtake you. And I guess that's the thing about hard work beating talent is talent, like you said, gets you through the door, but it doesn't get you to that like extra mile.
Yeah. It doesn't give you the privilege to just stop, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think just because you were 8 and you were a better piano player than I was,
yeah,
it does not mean that you're going to be the best piano player ever.
No.
You're going to be better than me, because if you stop playing piano at like 10 and I carry on for the next 20 years,
yeah,
there's no way you're going to be better than me.
Yeah, and if anything, you're more driven to succeed because you have something to strive for. Like, you've been through that hard bit, you found it difficult, and you carried on. Mm. So now what can't you do? You know, yeah. It's like you've got something to actually aim for, whereas if I'm naturally gifted, I might do it, might not.
Yeah, it's easy though, isn't it?
You know,
and that's what I was saying. It's like, you kind of just think, I'll come back to it in a few years. I'm always going to be a good cricketer.
Yeah.
And then you're 15 playing with 15-year-olds that have all worked hard to be there.
Yeah.
And then you're there getting bowled at thinking, actually, I'm not.
Yeah, it happens with everything. I was just thinking then, it happens with fitness. I would say I'm a naturally, and this is like, I'm not elite, but I'm a naturally.
Just pick yourself up. Go on. This is the
time. I'm a naturally, like, a gifted runner, as in I don't train running and I can run pretty well. Not like fast and not extremely far, but if I wanted to tomorrow, I could like run a marathon. Whereas someone who's really, you know, aiming and striving towards being better at running, they might not be able to. But what I found as I've gotten older is what used to be a natural like talent is slowly I'm falling behind, and now these other people who I see running every single week, you know, 3 times a week, now they're way better than me. And like 5 years ago, I could like run a 5K in 20, like just above 20 minutes. And now I reckon it'd be about 23, 24.
It falls off rapid though. You think like when you're training for something, it takes you ages to get good at it, but then the minute you stop or you start eating badly or you get injured, how fast are they all the way?
Yeah, it just goes.
I think about that magnified over like a 10-year period. Years. Once you left school.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to be nowhere near as good. Like,
yeah,
I'm all right at football. I was decent when I was younger. I can get by playing 5-a-side and 11-a-side now.
Yeah.
But
not like you used to.
No, I couldn't go play with the lads I used to play that carried on.
Yeah, but if you consistently trained, you would have been. And that's the bit that is so important about hard work or consistency, if you call it that. It's like, if you stop, you're going to fall behind. If you carried on, like I think, what if I did carry on playing piano instead of giving up? I would be unreal now, you know. If you carried on playing rugby in school, where would you be now?
Yeah. I think it's just different interests. They change when you're older, motivation for it. You know, I stopped playing rugby because I just kept getting battered. So I just thought, I can't be arsed.
Yeah.
And the amount we were training as well, kind of that affected it. It was constant all the time. It just turned you off it.
Yeah. And your interests change, and you're right. You get put off by things, and then that's when consistency is important. So in life now, when I'm going through a thing of, oh god, like I really can't be arsed today, that's when the consistency kicks in. Because talent, if you're naturally talented, you'll just be like, right, I'm slacking off today. I don't want to run today. I don't want to go to work today, so I'm not going to do it. Whereas if you dedicated yourself to hard work, well, I'm definitely going to get up.
Yeah. I think if you combine, if you get someone who combines hard work and consistency, you create yourself a little like monster there.
Yeah.
Because like nothing will stop you then.
There's a quote about that and I've forgot it.
I think Mike Tyson says it.
It's like consistency beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. Is it on here or not?
No.
Yeah, it is. Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
Yeah. But it's literally like Mike Tyson says something similar to that as well, with about consistency as well. And I think it's just about some days as a hard worker, you'll find it difficult. But
yeah,
just not every day is going to be
like, yeah,
the best day or better. Some days you're going to have like a down day, but can you pick yourself up? Like you'll know it with running. You'll have one week could be flying and you'll feel amazing. You're finishing, you're not hurting, you know, you've just broken all the times that you wanted. And then the next week feels like you're running in tar.
Yeah, it does.
And but you're still running the same speed. Yeah. You just feel shit.
And you go through it with running or anything where you're on the edge of giving up and you're like thinking, I really can't be arsed. I could just give up. Mm. And it happened to me at the weekend and I was running and I was thinking, what's the point? I don't have to do this. You know, I'm actually forcing myself to do this and I wasn't enjoying it. And that's when your consistency mindset goes, you said you was going to do it. So if you don't do it, then that means all the promises that you've said, like, I'm going to do this and tomorrow I'm going to try this and in this many weeks I'm going to run a marathon, then you may as well just sack all them off as well. Yeah. If you sack this one thing off.
It's just a pity party, I think.
Mm. And it's all mentality as well.
Why me? Yeah. I mean, we've spoken obviously about this podcast and stuff in terms of some posts are going to be shit and others will, you know, fly, but it's about just constantly just chipping away.
Yeah.
I see it as like, you can't see it, but say for this podcast to be successful, we don't know what the number of posts has to be, but say 1,000, and you're getting closer and closer and closer and you think you're going to stop. I think there's like a picture I've seen once of like two people, like cartoons, like digging.
One of them, and they don't know how close they are.
They're both digging for a diamond.
Yeah.
And one guy gets right close to it and turns away and has enough of it. And the other guy just keeps going and keeps going and gets the diamond. And I think that's just, you don't know when it's going to be.
Yeah, it's a really good visual for life, that.
Yeah,
and
just keep, if that is your interest, that's what you want to do, just keep doing it.
Yeah, that's such a good image to think about in any aspect of life, because you never know how close you are. I mean, it's deep, but you know, like I think sometimes if people were suicidal and you just don't know what that one more hour or one more day could have turned your life around.
Yeah. You don't know who you could have met that, you know, would have said to you.
Yeah. And it might not, but if you think anything, you know, one more gym session could be the factor of, you know, you signing up to a competition and then next minute you're in mad shape.
Yeah. Or you meet someone who then meet someone else and they put you.
Yeah.
And you could get like, I don't know, like a sponsor that changes your life or something.
And it can happen in just like, something could happen now. Like we're in this studio and then we could get a knock at the door and someone might be like, are you doing a podcast? I really want to, you know, start filming for my portfolio. Can I come and film you?
Mm.
We just don't know. Life's so unexpected.
Yeah. And I appreciate, I've been there when it's, you know, people are getting all the success and you're like, why me? Why me? But then if you carry on that moment when it's that day, when it's like you, that's the person that gets it, you know, the relief or the excitement or whatever it is will just be like amazing.
Yeah.
But I think being a hard worker, like I think if you're a hard worker, you just keep going and going and going. The talented person will just, I think, not they've been given it easy all their life, but they've done well each time. They've done loads of things. That person will like kind of just stop and be like, oh, it's not happening for me now. And that's where that hard worker, it just needs to kick in for him. But
Yeah. Because you see it now on social media. You see a weird aspect of talent where people can just be famous, Instagram famous, for like the stupidest of things, eating food or showing people what they're wearing.
Yeah.
Like you're not talented, but then maybe the content that you're making or the way you've thought about things is a talent, I guess. Like you thought outside the box. And
yeah, but I think with that, it's not talented to show us your outfits.
No.
Each day. Like that's not a talent. No one gives a shit. Yeah. But it's consistent, and that is what you like, and you work hard at it. You know, you're working hard to maybe buy the clothes, and then one day you get a sponsorship that then changes it and all that lot.
Yeah.
So they've consistently done the hard work of posting when no one is liking it.
Yeah.
Because they like doing it.
And then you get the lucky ones who maybe in anything were in the right place at the right time, and maybe they just did like one thing.
Yeah.
And they kind of, I think about maybe if you go on a reality show, you did one application, they said yes. Maybe you had to go through a few interviews or whatever, but you just did one thing and now you changed your life. But then it's what you do continually after that. So you could be lucky, but can you stay consistent? Because what you see on Love Island, let's say.
That's what I was thinking about.
You go on Love Island, all like the young people or whoever it is, what the mums now watching Love Island. And then they go on it, they're famous for a bit on Instagram, and then they fall off. You never hear from them again, because then their consistency goes out the window. Whereas, you know, the ones that do well, like Molly May?
Yeah.
Consistent.
Yeah. Yeah. They all come out with like a million followers, don't they? And then it's like, which one of them wants to do all the promo?
Which one's going to get the clothing line? Yeah, boo-hoo.
All the, you know, DJ appearances and all that lot. And which ones can't be asked, and they'll just fall off, and no one, they'll come back on Love Island Reunion, and everyone's just like, who's that?
Yeah.
That's Pedro from season two. It's like, no one gives a
shit. In like 2006. It's like,
no one gives a shit, mate. And he's kind of like, it's taken him 15 years to realize that he could have had something like Molly May. And
he's done two things of his life.
Yeah.
Love Island the first time, and Love Island the second time.
And I'm going to make it this time.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, like Love Island is, there is no talent.
No.
To put an application form in, and you're being the one out of I don't know how many people apply, like say 10,000 people.
Yeah.
To get selected. But
if anything, you're on there because you've got no talent, you know, like, it's like, as a last resort, I'm going on this program to do something with my life.
Yeah.
The only
promo.
Yeah. There's a small amount of people who've actually done decent. I do think Molly May's done pretty well. Like,
consistently after she finished. Yeah.
Yeah. And then other than that, I mean,
I don't know if she did YouTube beforehand. I don't know if she was like...
I don't know if she was an influencer or
like a vlogger beforehand.
I know she vlogs.
But it was nothing on like a massive scale. Obviously, like I said, like promo, she's gone on there to probably promote her YouTube channel that wasn't doing that well in the grand scheme of things. And then it's obviously blown up from there. Mm. Like Tommy Fury went on there because he wanted to get out of Tyson Fury's shadow and promote himself.
Yeah. And then that didn't turn out well. Then
But
it's a weird one that.
No one knew about these people before they went on national television. They just had the look.
It's a weird, it's a weird thing that people enjoy watching other people do normal stuff. So Love Island's about good-looking girls and good-looking boys going into a villa and talking and dating, and then they leave. What?
Yeah, they sit on a sun lounger and just play shitty games and stuff. And
like they just kiss, and we're like, it's like being in school, but people love it. Yeah. They just love it.
It's school in the sun for adults.
Yeah.
That's literally what it is.
I think it's either a glimpse of what you could be or a glimpse of what you could have had. So like mums and dads like watching it maybe because they're like, oh, that could have been me back in the day. And then young people like watching it because they're thinking, oh, that could have been me. That could be me.
But they set a trend, though. Like, Love Island has set a trend. You think about, I mean, you work closer with, like, kids than I do, but, like, how it's changed.
Yeah.
People, like, girls change their complete appearance. They look like Molly May on Love Island, or whoever's on Love Island this year. It's just, it's changed a generation into, like,
they are the people young people look up to now.
Yeah, and they're influencing young people to aspire to be on ITV, not to, like, be a hard worker and, like, I don't know, be a doctor or a surgeon.
Yeah.
In, like, 20 years, we're going to look back, like, your kids and be like, Jesus Christ, they're all influencers and we've got no doctors.
Yeah, the world's going to go mad. Like, honestly, when I'm tutoring kids, and sometimes I'll say, so what do you think you'll be when you're older? What job would you like to have? And I always say to them, you could do anything. And they're like, streamer. Like,
yeah,
what, you're just going to play games? I mean, brilliant. You know, if you do really well, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But every one of them's like, YouTuber, streamer. Like, all right, you can't, one of you's going to have to be a dentist. You know?
Do you know, one day, I think, everyone wants to be a streamer, a YouTuber, whatever, influencer. One day, I think probably one of the most high-paid jobs, it's going to revert all the way back to, like, plumber.
Yeah, plasterer. Something that people need.
Because everyone needs to live in a house or a building, and it needs to be plastered, it needs to have electric.
Yeah.
So these plumbers sat there going,
yeah,
I want the money.
Yeah.
Or like this streamer.
And then he'll be vlogging it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Right, I'm just going to do these pipes.
Just going to charge this streamer 10 grand for a pipe because he's got loads of money, but he doesn't know how to do anything.
Yeah.
And that, I think it, like, everything just does full circle.
Yeah.
You know it does. It, like, fashion comes back around.
Yeah, it always does.
Because pretty much everything has already been invented.
Yeah.
So, like, even new, like, car dealers or dealerships, like when they, like, Tesla make a new car, it's similar to another.
Yeah, it's car. Similar to another
model. You can't
model.
Change.
Yeah.
A car needs four wheels.
Yeah, and that's when the really innovative companies do well, because it's just a brand new thing that's so rare to get now.
Yeah.
The world we live in, you can't really think of something new, you know. If I've ever had an idea of a thing, I've Googled it exists.
Yeah.
You know, like,
pretty much, yeah. You have to.
The other day we were painting and I was like, we were cutting in. So this is welcome to the DIY channel.
I know what you're gonna say. You're gonna say those little blocks.
Yeah. We're cutting in and I was like, God, this is so annoying. Yeah. Like, why have they not invented something? And I was like, cutting in, and it came up. I was like, it exists.
Yeah, a little square thing with a paint just palette. Like that. And it goes straight down.
Yeah.
You don't have to do any of it, no tape. There's even like a tape machine that does like cornering for you. So like you've got the roll in, it goes all the way to the end, hits the wall and you chop it.
Exists. Everything exists. And anything that doesn't exist, like we probably don't need it, you know.
Yeah. Or there's something that's the next big things that will exist will be the things that take us to the next level.
Yeah.
In terms of like hover cars and like shit like that.
And even then, when you think of a new idea, normally it's just a spin-off of something else. So, like, I remember the iPod Touch.
Mm, love that.
And then it was like, and here's the iPhone. It's like, it's the same thing, but now you can call people on it and do stuff on it.
Yeah, yeah. And here's the iPad.
Yeah. Which is, now it's just bigger.
A bigger phone.
And it just never ends.
That's what it is, like a laptop.
Yeah, the laptop. The laptop
was PC. Because of the PC. I want to be able to carry this, so I create something that is like a book. So,
it's interesting. Laptop. I don't think there's anything that's like absolutely brand new. And if there is, it does amazing, but not everyone can think of those things.
I think this is kind of off on a tangent now, but I think about when you watch films, those things have been thought about, like Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Not the time machine car, like the hoverboard.
Yeah.
That will exist one day, but people thought about that like 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think people have these ideas, and
that's
it's just
cool.
The technology's not there yet.
Yeah,
at that time to make it.
Yeah,
I think if we watch all those films, there's probably going to be loads of things we're going to get.
In the future. Do you not remember like in sci-fi films, there's like a hologram, so you're on a spaceship, and then you press the button, and the person appears. I mean, FaceTime's similar to that, but it just doesn't hover. VR makes things; it does hover,
but the hologram stuff that'll come. That will literally, you'll, we'll be on a call with someone and we could put it on the table here and it could just...
And they'll be in the room, like, can, pacing around.
6 foot hologram will come in, or yeah, it'll just walk about and stuff.
Actually, they do, like Tupac hologram formed live.
Yeah.
ABBA are doing a show where they're just holograms.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. So
it does exist.
Yeah, so...
That's what I mean. So imagine you figured out how to do it and then you turn on the TV, ABBA's doing it already. Yeah. Oh, missed.
I think
another
to
one
like
missed.
Make a successful type business now, you have to basically say, like, take cars, for example, like Tesla were the first to do the electric cars. So you take all the electric car brands, get them all together, and then basically get a group of like 100 people and say, what shit about all of them?
Yeah.
Right. What do you like about all of them? Right. I'm going to make exactly that car.
Yeah.
And you make the car that's just what everyone now likes.
Yeah.
It's just trial and error. And there's just like one person that then takes it to the next level. Like Jeff Bezos of Amazon.
Yeah.
Like Prime, he changed delivery.
They're the cool people that say, why not? So, you know, like in work, someone will say, right, we should do this. And someone will say, we can't really do that. It's the Elon Musks and the Jeff Bezos that say, why not? That's so cool.
Yeah.
Because it's annoying when people say, why not? But when you think about it and you're like, well, why can't we?
Yeah, we can do all these things. Why can't we just make, I mean, deliveries to me. I don't know why we can't make delivery quicker.
Yeah, same day.
Yeah.
Order, a few hours, arrive.
Yeah, that's what you
expect. I mean, that's
now.
What probably Jeff Bezos will do, you know.
Well, I mean, I think
he probably can do it.
I think now it's like if you order before 9 p.m, it'll arrive the day after.
Yeah, and that's less than
24
hours. It could be there at 9 a.m.
Yeah, which is crazy. But I mean, that then goes back to like hard work and talent in terms of like, I think about like Messi and stuff, and no one said he'd break those records.
Mm.
And his hard work and talent, he was like, probably thought, well, why can't I?
Yeah.
He goes and bangs 91 goals in a season. And everyone's like, well, you can.
Yeah. It's what's humanly possible.
That's that
in anything.
I can't remember. I'm shit with quotes.
Yeah.
Like, but it's that bit of like, nothing's impossible until it's possible.
Yeah. It's such a good way to think. Because then if you're just thinking, you could do anything. And I do think that within reason, like, I'm not going to be invisible. You know, if I really thought about it, I'm not going to be able to turn invisible. But
manifest.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
If you just say, I can do it, you know, it might not be today, it might not be next week, it might not be in a year, but I'm going to do it. You know, if I said, I want to run up Mount Everest, like, what if I could? If everyone's like, no, you can't, it's impossible. Like, all right, then, well, what if I really wanted to? And I devote the next 50 years of my life doing it. And I do it at 78.
But you've still done it, though.
Yeah,
people
exactly.
People said, why not? I mean, you can say it about, like, this podcast. I mean, we probably said it off camera, like, we want it to be successful. Like, I would like this to, whatever niche this podcast comes under, because I know we talk about a few topics as well, whatever it comes under, we would like it to be, I mean, I've always said it about anything I do, like, the most successful.
Mm.
You know, male pairing podcast.
Yeah.
Say in the UK.
Yeah.
And then, you know, comments light up and everyone says, no, why are you saying that? You've only done like 8 episodes.
Yeah. They're like ridiculing it, but.
Until you do it and they're like, didn't know you could do that. And it's like, I said that 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And here we are.
That's when you need consistency. Because we've started this podcast and then. One of our videos so far has done like really well and then way better than we thought at this point. And then a few of the other ones are doing pretty well, but a lot of them are, you know, like you might get 600 views or 400 views, but we still do it every day.
Yeah.
You know, like we're posting every week. We're doing the podcast every week. We are posting on Instagram and socials like twice or three times a day, but we're not getting anything. You know, it's just, we know that being consistent is important.
I mean, it's the only way to get where you want to be. And it's that moment you're not consistent and you drop off, all those so-called haters will come out of the cracks and say, I know you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And that's when you've got to be, you know, resilient to go like, well, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to carry on.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing in life. That you basically decide, I'm going to do this, like a job or a sport or a hobby. And 9 out of 10 people will do it and then give up and do something else. And the one person out of 10 that carries on will end up being really good at that thing or really successful, because that's just what consistency is like carrying on when everyone else doesn't, when everyone else would drop off.
Yeah. And I mean, you could use that analogy for like, you know, like say a marathon, an ultra marathon. Or so, I saw some woman do some, do you see that video of that?
Oh yeah, she's the first one.
That like a, it was like a really abusive.
It's like a 100-miler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was
the first woman ever to do it.
It was the run that no one could complete.
Yeah.
Well, no woman could complete or whatever. And I've just imagined it then, like how many people she would have started with and they would have dropped off and dropped off, and her doubt every time someone dropped off going, I can't do it. Like, well, even 100 people can't do it. And then she finished at the end. Probably everyone was like, shit.
Yeah.
I do that.
It's amazing that.
And she, in a way, that
sometimes that spurs you on in itself, is watching other people fail. So with running, watching someone give up, whether it's online or in person, in a way could make you say, look at them giving up. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And that woman must have been like, you know, that's an extreme, unbelievable accomplishment. 100 miles, like ultra marathon, in like these horrible conditions. It's like the jungle or something.
Yeah. Do you see her legs and her arms?
Yeah. They were like, just destroyed.
Completely cut up by brambles and stuff.
Seeing her do that would now inspire someone else to go and do it. And all the people that gave up in that run must have thought, oh God, that could have been me.
Yeah. It would have been hard for that woman, but she just kept going. She was the only one, you know.
It's mind over matter again. Like we always revert back to saying, your mentality is a lot stronger than your physical, you know.
Yeah.
Your physical body might give up, but normally your mind gives up first. Like I went for a run the other day and I stopped early because my knee was hurting. But really, I could have carried on. My mind made me give up, you know. I could have carried on, but it was hard.
Yeah, what the hell, yeah. You just admitted it to the world.
So. Yeah.
Pussy.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, sometimes it's your mental, like, mental state you're looking after. Sometimes it's your physical body. But these people doing crazy stuff like that woman, or, you know.
Well, I would say in your marathon race, like, you wouldn't give up.
Oh, no, I wouldn't give up in the day. Not a chance.
And that's sometimes the difference. Like when it actually matters, like say a match or anything like that, can you stick at it when it gets tough?
Yeah.
And you know, that running day, you could have had a shit running day. You could have had a lot on your mind or whatever.
Yeah.
But when the time comes, clear it all.
Oh yeah.
And it's, you know, it's game time.
It's like resilience and grit paired with the consistency you've put in means that you're going to do well, you know?
Yeah, I thought that when I did a Hyrox, actually, when everyone was bounced up and down in the start line, everyone's like bigging each other up, and I'm just like, you know what, I'll be here.
Yeah.
I'll
finish.
Yeah. Like, you won't. I think I always go into it like, you just won't beat me, even if you do beat me, but that motivation just keeps me going.
Yeah.
Like, you just won't beat me.
Yeah.
You're going to get beaten sometimes, aren't you? But
yeah, it's good. When I was on my run the other day, there was times where I was finding it really hard, and then I kind of was like talking to myself, but not out loud. Like I was using my mind to basically say, like, you can do that. Like you are not going to stop. And it was in my mind. And I was like, but then I stopped. But
yeah.
Before I stopped, you know, I was like saying to myself, like, you are doing this, you know, it's going to be tough, and that's why you're going to do it.
I always swear at myself.
Dear.
When I run, yeah. I always call myself a pussy and all that lot. Like, don't be a pussy.
You're like the David Goggins.
No, I'm nowhere near like Goggins.
Like Joe Rogan in my head.
But I'm just like, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. And then when I actually get to, like, say, the finish line or whatever, I think, oh, thank God I've stopped.
Yeah.
But I've constantly, like, you know, give myself shit.
Yeah.
Just to get through it.
It's whatever works.
Yeah.
Half the time.
You'll always find, in those moments, you'll always find what works.
Yeah.
It just gets rough and...
Yeah.
You just consistency, like, every single time. Like we said when we first started this, we're going to just post and post and post and post.
Mm.
If no one likes it, no one watches it, who cares? Because one time it'll get to the people that want to watch it.
Yeah.
And then it changes.
Yeah. It's almost like when you're talented at something or you're naturally gifted, you're already proud of what you've achieved. So, like, if you're a naturally good footballer, I guess you don't really care about being at the elite level because you're just naturally gifted, like, you've got it. But then when you work hard towards something, you know what you're striving for. Like, you won't stop until you are where you see yourself.
Yeah, you know? Where you want to be.
So whether it's having a podcast as a job or whether it's, you know, earning Z amount of money, whatever it is for anyone listening, that's the cool thing about consistency is you just carry on until you get to that place. And the plot twist is you never actually get there. You know, like, life's all about working towards something that you never actually get to and say, all right, that's me done.
Mm.
You know, otherwise, what would be the point in life?
Yeah. Yeah. If you get to become a podcaster one day, you're just going to be a podcaster for one day.
Yeah. And then
you've done all that years of work for one day and then go, yeah, I'm done.
Done. Got it.
That's right. It. Nailed it. That's it.
Shake hands. Off we go. But nice really, it's like, okay, even just before you've got to that level, you've already got a new goal of, right, well, we need to be like doing this now. We need to aim for this and we need to get this country, you know, on the radar. And it just grows. And that, I've had the conversation with loads of people about this. The way life works is you always are working towards achieving something that really should be unachievable because it's all about getting to that point and you never actually get there, you know, in the best way, in like a really nice way. You never actually settle.
Well, no, there'll always be something that'll push you on further for something else. And that's just all part of it.
So we're basically settling the argument of
we're settling the
hard
world,
work.
World argument debate, yeah.
We've sorted it, guys.
Yeah, that's it. That's
so
it,
hard no work more. Is better than talent. We've talked about it. We've given you our thoughts, but again...
But then I also think if you can combine talent and hard work...
Talent's like the little sprinkle on top.
Yeah, that's the motivation by that higher power if you believe in it to just be like, you are good at this.
Yeah.
If you want to work hard, no, this might be your thing.
You said something on one of our previous podcasts that was really good. I thought about it quite a lot, to be honest. You said, you said that. Oh God! I've literally just forgot.
I was sat here. You're bigging me up.
You said it gives you nudges in the right direction.
Yeah,
it's just come to me. Yeah. So you said sometimes life has a funny way of showing you, like. That something's not for you or something is for you by nudging you there. So maybe you think you're going to be a podcast host. You might be a presenter on TV.
Yeah.
And that was really what you should have done. And life will like nudge you into that role.
It's nudges and tests, I think.
Yeah. It's a cool way of thinking that.
It'll nudge you and then it'll test you.
Yeah.
And then if you go, I think I see it more now.
Mm.
Just with anything.
You just notice
it. Yeah, you just see the test and like, oh, I'll just do it. See how it is. Shit, I managed to do that.
Yeah, right. It's cool.
And then it opens up just a little door, and before you know it, you're further down the line.
It's a good way to think about good things that happen and bad things that happen. So, like, what's the sign? Like, if something really bad happens, where's life nudging me now?
Hmm.
And if something really good happens, like, what should I be doing now with this?
Yeah,
you know, it's a cool way of thinking.
It's like also trying to have that like strong mindset to be able to take the negative as well, as because obviously it's good to have the positives, but when it's negative, how can you turn this around and make this, because it is another test
yeah
in some whatever you're going through, and how you can handle that because it will push you somewhere else.
Yeah, 100%.
That's just me. That's just how I try and look
at
things.
What life's full of is probably, life's full of positive things, but it's also full of shit things.
Yeah.
But then if you can find a way to deal with the shit things without like losing your mind and seeing it as like a little sign or a nudge in the right direction, you know, then life will be pretty much, you know, good for you because you can deal with everything. You can deal with the positives and the negatives.
Yeah.
You're sorted.
I was just trying to think of something then worry about, like when you think you hit rock bottom and then you realise literally the only way is up in a way.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This is the worst that it's ever going to be.
Yeah.
And I can survive and I'm still here. Let's do something about it and get further forward.
Yeah.
That's in terms of like breakups or anything.
Anything
like
in life.
Shit. And then it's like, oh, my life's over. And then all of a sudden, you're not.
Yeah. Still here. And then if you give up, so if the worst thing in the world happened and then you just give up and like you sit in bed for the rest of your days and you never leave the house again, like, that's not really being consistent, like, with progress, and you just don't know what's around the corner. And
no.
I guess that's why consistency's got better than talent, because doing the same, you know, the same stuff or the same process every day eventually will pay off.
Yeah. I'm just not one for a pity party.
No.
I don't. No. I don't, that's the one party I don't like going to.
Yeah.
Because I can't be arsed moping about, because you can do something about it. Have your moment and then let's just
get over it.
Yeah. And that'll be what I'll be saying to you at High Rocks, just so you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to hurt. I don't give a shit.
Quick water break. Let's go.
Let's just get on with it. Because you bought the ticket. I bought the ticket.
Yeah.
You knew exactly what it's going to be. So why are we both whining about it? Let's just, I want to go.
Yeah.
Let's fuck this off.
Do you know when you see people at High Rocks or you see people on a run and they've stopped, I always, there's like something in me that I never say it, but I'm like, I always want to say, come on.
Yeah.
Like, don't stop.
Yeah.
I see people on a run and I just want to say, like, don't give up. But then it's cringy. It's annoying. And if someone said that to me when I was literally like on a run and I've just stopped for a breather, oh, I'd feel like punching in the face.
Yeah. But I mean, kind of where I would work on that is like, I would just, if someone said some shit to me on the High Rocks, it'd make me mad. And I'd think, fuck this, right?
You'd use it.
I'm off. I'm gone. Let's just.
I'd be like, Sam, what happened to the splits, mate?
Yeah, no, fuck that dick around there. Yeah. We're getting him.
Come on.
Yeah, and take him out. But yeah, no pity parties.
Right, well, if you're still here, thanks for listening. We are on Instagram. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. So anywhere that you're listening, watching, or viewing this, then please like or follow or subscribe, comment. And just stay in the loop with us. So we post on Instagram every day. We post stories every day. We're on YouTube Shorts. We're on YouTube. We're on Spotify. So anywhere that you can kind of show us some support, then please do. I know it's, I listen to podcasts, not ours. I do listen to ours sometimes, but I listen to other podcasts and they always say this and I never do it, but
gotta sell it.
Yeah. But it's like,
I didn't realize you were going to do this bit as well.
Yeah, but you know, when you think, like, I listen to podcasts and I think they say follow and I never do. And now I'm in one, I kind of think I get it now. Because even if you just, if we get a follow from you now, it shows us that you enjoy it, or at least you're showing that, oh, look at me, I'm here. And it's just nice for us to see.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you can do that,
that little ounce of motivation you need just adds to the hard work that we put
in. Exactly. So we appreciate it in advance.
Yeah,
follow
for everyone who does.
We'll catch you in the next one.
Sweet.
Done.